Today's Amud is Ma'ikatan Chafeim Beis. We're holding on Chafeim and Aleph by the bottom line, Kinach Nafshe, the Rabbi Bar Huna. So says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshe, the Rabbi Bar Huna, V'Rav Hamnuna, when these two tzaddikim, Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna who we spoke about a lot on the previous Amud, so when Rav Huna's son, Rabbi Bar Huna, and Rav Hamnuna, when they were both nifter, Askinu Lahasam, so they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael for Kfura. And they were walking side by side throughout the journey up to Eretz Yisrael. And Kimatu Agishra, at some point they reached the bridge. And the bridge, Rashi explains, was too thin and they couldn't walk side by side anymore. One of the camels holding one of the Aronis would have to walk in front of the other. Either it was going to be Rabbi Bar Huna going in front or Rav Hamnuna going in front. And Kamu Gamle, so the camels, they stopped moving, they didn't move forward, neither of the camels moved. So Amr Luhu Ahu Tayo, there was a certain Arab merchant that was there, and the Arab said, he said, "My hi, what's going on over here that the camel stopped?" So Amru Lay, so the Yidden explained to him that Rabbanan the Ka'avdi Yikara Ahadade. The reason why the camels aren't moving is because the Rabbanan are giving cover to each other. This one saying, "You go first," this one saying, "You go first." Like the Gemara brings, Mar Amar, Mar Neil Bereisha. This one was saying, "You go first." The Mar Amar, Mar Neil Bereisha. Each one was trying to be mechaber the other. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna wanted Rav Hamnuna to go first, and Rav Hamnuna wanted Rabbi Bar Rav Huna to go first. It reminds me of the story I once saw in the Sefer Masois Yerushalayim, which is basically the diary, a storybook, perhaps you could call it, which goes through the story of the Minchas Elazar's visit to Eretz Yisrael. When he went to visit the Saba Kedisha, he had heard about the tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, the Saba Kedisha, and he wanted to visit the Saba Kedisha. He wanted to visit Rav Elfandari in Eretz Yisrael. So the Minchas Elazar, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he went for about 13 days. And on one of the days of the visit, so the Minchas Elazar, he went to the old city to visit Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And Rav Yosef Chaim was very old at the time, he wasn't very well. And after their visit, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld started walking the Minchas Elazar out. So when they got to a certain point, the Minchas Elazar said to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, like, "Okay, Adkan, don't walk me any further." And Rav Yosef Chaim said, "No, you're the Minchas Elazar." He wanted to walk him further. And they got into a little argument. Should Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld walk the Minchas Elazar further or not? So finally, the Minchas Elazar said to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he said, "I'll share with you the following story." He said a story about Rav Yitzchak Isaac of Kalev, the Kalev Rebbe, and Rav Moshe Teitelbaum of Uheli, the Rebbe from Uheli, and that they were going together to the Chanukah Sabayis of a certain shul. And when they arrived at the door of the shul, so each Rebbe wanted to honor, to be mechabed, the other Rebbe, to go first into the shul. And they got into a fight. Which one should go first? They're walking side by side. And they got into a fight. Which Rebbe should walk first? So after arguing for a little bit, finally the Rebbe Abu Heli, he said to the Kalev Rebbe, he said that you have to enter first, Mimanefshach. He said like this, "If I'm not as great as you, if really you're greater than me, so then Stam, you should enter first because you're of superior greatness. So of course you should enter first. And if I'm greater than you, so then I am commanding you that you have to go in first and you have to listen to me because I'm greater than you." And with that, the fight was settled and the Rebbe, the Kalev Rebbe, had to walk in first. And with that, the Minchas Elazar was finally able to persuade Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld to stay back. So, in this case also, it's interesting. Neither of them said to the other, "I command you to go first." And then Mimanevshach, he would have won the fight. Al-Kapana, they were fighting. Mar Amar, Mar Neil Beresha. Umar Amar, Mar Neil Beresha. They were arguing which one should go in front. So Amar, so when they told this to the Arab, so the Taya said back, he said, "Dinahu the Rabbi Bar Huna Leil Bereisha." I don't understand the fight. It's logical that Rabbi Bar Huna should go first. The Gemara doesn't explain what the svara of the Taya was. Perhaps it's because Rabbi Bar Huna, he was Rabbi, his father was also a Talmud Chacham, was Rav Huna, so maybe that's why the Taya held that Rabbi Bar Huna should go first. I'm not sure how much we have to learn it up, the svaras of the Taya, but it seems like he was actually right, because after he said this, so Chalev Gamli the Rabbi Bar Barhuna. So Taka, the donkey that was carrying Rabbi Barhuna, so that gamal went in front. And what happened was is Nasir Kache Vashine Dahutaya. And in the end the jawbone and the teeth of that merchant, of that tayo, they fell down. They fell out. I guess because he went against the covet of Rav Hamnuna. So even though perhaps it could be he was right, Rabbi Barhuna did go first, he did go in front, but Lamaisa he was punished for it and he lost his jawbone and his teeth. And Pasuk Aleihu Yanuka, when they finally got to Eretz Yisrael, they were doing it, they were making the Levaya, they were saying Hespedim, so there was a certain child that said a Hesped, that Geza Yeshishim Allah Mibavel, that the offspring of a great ones, referring to Rabbi Barhuna, who was the son of Rav Huna, so the Geza Yeshishim Allah Mibavel came up from Bavel, the Imai Sefer Melchamais, and with him is a Sefer Melchamais, referring to Rav Hamnuna, who's like a Sefer Torah, or perhaps he's a Sefer Melchamais, like you see, he waged war with the Taya and knocked out his teeth. Al-Kabanim, the Yanuka continued his hesped, and he said that Kaas v'kipoit huchbalu, that there was double tzareis, and these Kaas and kipoit is also referring to different birds, that they came lirais v'shayid v'shever haba mishinar, to see the double destruction, the shayid and the shever, that came from Shinar, the double destruction, the patira of Rabbi Barhuna and the patira of Rav Hamnuna. And he continued that Katzaf alolamai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at his world, v'chamas mimenu nefashais, and he stole from us two nefashais, two precious nefashais that we had in this world, and Hashem took them from us. V'samach behem kekala chadasha, and he rejoices with them like a brand new kala, perhaps referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or referring to the Malach HaMaves. And then he continued that Reichiv HaRavais, the one who's Reichiv HaRavais, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sas v'sameach, he's very happy, when he receives in Shemayim, he receives such a pure and a pure soul and a soul that's a tzaddik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices. And Kinach Nafshid Ravina, the Gemara says that when Ravina was Nifter, Pasach Aleihu Safdana, there was a certain professional eulogizer that he said as follows. He said, Tamarim Haniu Raish, he said, palm trees, shake your heads, meaning say Hespedim, Al Tzadik Ketamar, for the loss of the Tzadik, who's compared to a Tamar, Tzadik Ketamar Yifrach. And then he said that Nasim Leilis Kayamim, we have to put in nights like days to give Hespedim and to cry and to mourn, Al Mesim Leilis Kayamim, for the one who was also gave his nights like days, referring to Ravina, that he learned the whole night, he made his nights like days. So we too also should give nights like days to cry over the loss of Ravina. The Gemara now says a very interesting story, that Amr Le Ravashi Le Bar Kipaik. Ravashi one time said to Bar Kipaik was a professional eulogizer, and he said to Bar Kipaik, that Ahu Yoima Mai Amrit. On that day, referring to the day that he dies, Ravashi dies, Ravashi wanted to know, what are you going to say about me at my Levaya? So Amr Le, so Bar Kipaik says to him, Amina, what I'm going to say is as follows, that in Ba'arazim Nafla Shal Heves, if the fire was able to consume the big and mighty cedar tree, so Mayaswe Zoivikir, what's going to be with the hyssop trees? What's going to be with the small plants? What's going to be their chances? Leviathan Bechako Hayala, if the hook was able to grab the Leviathan, the big fish, it was able to get Ravashi, so Mayasu Degei Rekak, so what's going to be with the small fish? But Nachal Shaitif if the huge bodies of water, they dried up, so Mayasu may give him what's going to be with the small bodies of water. And in that way, he was comparing Ravashi to this big loss that got consumed and was lost, that got stuck by the hook, and what's going to be with the rest of us. However, Amar Le Bar Avin, who was also a Safdon, he said to Bar Kipaik, he said, Chas v'shalom, that's not the way to talk. The Chaka, v'shalheves, b'tzadika, amina, you're going to say these types of mashalim of a hook and a fire consuming tzadikim, that's not the way you talk about tzadikim. So Bar Kipaik said to him, Umay Amrit, so what are you going to say? So Bar Avin said, amina, I'm going to say as follows, I'm going to say Bechula Avelim Veloila Aveda, that everyone here should cry for the Avelim. You don't have to cry for the loss. You don't have to cry for the one who is lost, referring to Ravashi. Shehi leMenucha Va'anu LaAnacha. He's going to Menucha. He's going to Gan Eden. It's us that are going to Anacha. We're the ones who are going to be grieving. We're the ones in Star. The Maisa, when Ravashi heard these two Espedim, so Chalish Daitei Alayu. He got a Chalisha Sadas. He didn't like it. Rashi says he didn't like maybe the fact that he was being considered like an aveda. He was being lost. Ashal Heves was consuming him. He didn't like these mashalim. He didn't like the hesped. And the punishment of these people that they gave such a hesped and Ravashi didn't like it was that the isapuch karayu, their feet turned upside down. And Ahu Yoima, on that day that Rav Ashi Lamaisa did end up dying, so these two Savdanim, so they were too scared already. They saw what happened when they tried to give a hesped, so they didn't even bother. They didn't go to the Levaya to give a hesped. Now it's about this story, about these two Savdanim, that their feet turned upside down, that Rav Ashi one time said, that loy bar kipoy chalitz, v'loy bar oven chalitz. That bar kipoy can bar oven, so they're not kosher to do chalitza. Rashi explains, because the Torah says that the shoe has to be taken from on his foot, and by them being that their feet were upside down, the shoe is going to be taken from underneath their foot, so that's not the way to do chalitza, so they're going to be possible from doing chalitza. Says the Gemara Veiter that Rava ki hava asa lediglas, a story about Rava, nothing to do with Hespedim this time. Rava, when he got to the Diglas, when he got to the river, the Diglas River, so he was scared. It's a sakana to cross over the river. So Amar Leila Bar Avin, so he said to Bar Avin, who we mentioned in the previous story, he was a Safdan, and this story has nothing to do with his profession of giving eulogy, of giving Hespedim. Here we're just saying that Rava turned to Rav Avin, and he said, Kum Eima Milsa, I want you to say the tefillah. I mean, apparently Bar Avin wasn't just a professional Safdan, he Stam had a way with words. So Rava asked him, I want you to say the tefillah before we go across. So Kayiva Amar, so Rava stood up and he said as follows. He said that Bayu Raiv Shlishis Bamayim, that Raiv Shlishis is coming into the water, referring to Rava, who is equal to Raiv of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is called Shlishis. So Raiv Shlishis, referring to Rava, has come into the Mayim. Zachor Virachim, he says, Hashem, remember us for the good, have mercy. Te'inu Me'acharecha, it might be true that we swayed, that we strayed from after you. Ki Isha Mibailo, like a woman, like a Saita, who strays from her husband. Don't treat us the same as the Saita, that the waters, they check her and they punish her. Have rachmanus on us. That was Rav Avin's tefillah. Says the Gemara now, another story, back to Hespedim and Misa, that Rav Chanan chasne de Bein Nesiya havim. That Rav Chanan, he was the son-in-law of the Nasi, of the Bein Nesiya. And like kahavu le bnei lemaisa, he wasn't zeichet to have children, at least for the beginning part of his life. Bo rachme v'havu le. He davened for a very long time, and eventually he was able to have a child. And ahu yoima de havale, on the day that he had the child, nach nafshe. So Rav Chanan was nifter. Mamash, he was davening, he was trying so hard to have children. The day he has a child, he was nifter. So pasach alei ahu safdana. So Sir Masbid, he said as follows. He said, simcha letuga ne'apacha, the simcha of having the child, it turned into a day of tuga, into a day of sadness. Sasin v'yogin idbaku, that the day of sasin and the day of yogin, they became attached to each other. They became one day, sasin and yogin on the same day. Be'ei simcha say nenach, on the day of his simcha, there's mourning. Be'ei chaninasai, Avad Chaninai. On the day of Hashem giving him a gift of Chaninasai, Avad Chaninai, his gift was lost. Rav Chanan was lost. He was nifter. And Asiku Lechanan al Shmei. The Gemara says in the Maisa, they named his son by the bris. They named him Chanan after his father, Rav Chanan. Some have the Girsa even Chanan Mamish, the exact same name as the father. It says the Gemara Veiter that Kinach Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, so Pasach Alei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, that Kasha Hayoyim Yisrael Kiyoyim Bay Shemesh B'Tzarayim, that this day is so difficult for Klal Yisrael, this day that Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, it's like the day that the sun set in the afternoon. What's that day referring to? Meaning the sun set early, it set in the afternoon as opposed to at night. Now what's that day referring to? Dechsim, as the Pasuk says, V'haya b'yoyim ahu, and it was on that day, we'll see in a moment what that day is, but on that day, V'hevisi ha-shemesh b'tzarayim, and I made the sun set in the afternoon. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's that day referring to? Z'yoyim shel Yoshiyahu, it's the day that Yoshiyahu died. And so on that, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar was saying that the day that Rabbi Yochanan died is like the day that the sun set in the afternoon, meaning to say it's like the day that Yoshiyahu had died. And says the Gemara, Another thing that happened was that Kinach Nafshid Rabbi Yechanan, also on that day, when Rabbi Yechanan was Nifter, so Yasev Rabbi Ami Shiva Ushleishem. So Rabbi Ami, he started sitting Shiva, and he did, he sat Shiva, and for the next 30 days, he kept the dinim of Shleishem. Now Amar Rabbi Abba, Breid Rav Chiya Bar Abba, he said that Rabbi Ami Da'avad, this that Rabbi Ami did that over the patira of Rabbi Yechanan, Ligarmehu Da'avad, he did that for himself, meaning it was a chumra, that's not actually the halacha. Da'achi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan himself said the following halacha, that afilu rabbi shalim doi chachma, in a yoyshev elu yoyim echad. That even upon the patira of a person's mamish, his real rabbi, that taught him his chachma, he only has to mourn for one day. And the Rush says it means even a mixas ayoyim, even just for a little part of one day, that's all that a person's mechayiv to do. So this teravam, he said, shivu shleishim, that was just a chumra. It says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshid Reb Zera, when Reb Zera was Nifter, and this Gemara might sound familiar, we had it in the beginning of Megillah. So when Reb Zera was Nifter, Pasach Aleah Hu Safdana, the Maspid, he said as follows. He said, Eret Shinar Hara Vyolda. That Bavel, Eret Shinar, referring to Bavel, conceived and gave birth to Reb Zera, that's where he was born. But Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashueha, but Eretz Tzvi, referring to Eretz Yisrael, that's Lamaisa where Reb Zera was raised. As we know, Reb Zera moved eventually to Eretz Yisrael. He was hiding from Reb Yehuda, and eventually he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he said the Maspid, he said, Ayna La Amra Rakas, that Rakas, referring to Tveria, that's where it came up in Megillah, we said that Rakas refers to Tveria. So Tveria's crying out, woe was to Tveria, Ki Ibda Kli Chamdasa, because it lost its treasure. And says the Gemara, Kinach Nashi de Rabbi Avo, when Rabbi Avo was Nifter, Achisu Amude de Kesari Maya. So the pillars of Kesari, so the water started dripping out of the pillars. It was symbolic of the fact that even the pillars were crying. And Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi was Nifter, Shafu Marzavi to Tzipayri Dama, so the gutters of the roofs of Tzipayri, it started bringing down blood. And Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov was Nifter, Ischamiu Kechavi B'Yamama, the stars were seen during the day. So all these strange things happened on the day that the Tzaddik was Nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to show how chamer it was. And Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, when he was Nifter, Ishtau Tzalmanaya Vahavu L'machl Tzaya. So the faces that were engraved on the different currencies, on the different coins, they became smooth. They became smooth. The faces went away, just like Rav Menachem was lost. So the faces of the coins, they went away. And Rav Tanchum Bar Chiya Iskatetzu Kol Andertaya. When he was Nifter, it was destroy all the statues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them just get all cut down and destroyed. And Rav Eliashiv, when Rav Eliashiv was Nifter, Ischaru Shivin Machturasa Ben Naharda. So there were 70 tunnels that were dug in Naharda, meaning the Ganavim, Rav Eliashiv, when he was alive, he protected the city. And Ganavim didn't have a way to dig their tunnels into the city to steal. But now on the day that he was Nifter, so 70 tunnels were dug in Naharda from these Ganavim to steal. The Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna was Nifter, Nechisu Kefe de Barda Merikia, there were hailstones that came down from Shemayim. And the Rabbi of Rav Yosef, when they were Nifter, so Neshu Kefe de Pras Ahadade, the pillars of the bridge that went over the Pras River, so they started to kiss each other, meaning they became together. When that happens, the bridge collapses. So it's another way of saying that the bridge collapsed. And the Abai Varava, when Abai and Rava were Nifter, so Neshu Kefe de Diglas Ahadade, a similar thing happened, that the pillars of the bridge going over the Diglas River, they collapsed. So Kinach Nafshid Rav Misharshia, and when Rav Misharshia was Nifter, Teun Dikle Shitze, so the palm trees, they started producing thorns instead of dates, they started to produce thorns.